And now to New York, which is still in tough shape 2 weeks after Hurricane Sandy. The head of the Long Island Power Authority, or LIPA, Mike Hervey, says he will step down by the end of the year after criticism over the utility's storm response. The New York Times also reports that LIPA had repeatedly failed to respond to extreme weather situations in the past. Meanwhile, 27,000 customers in the Rockaways and Queens, parts of them, still don't have power because they need an electrician to certify that their homes are safe. The Rockaway Peninsula is a thin strip of land facing the Atlantic, just south of JFK Airport. Donovan Richards is chief of staff for New York City Councilman James Sanders, who represents the Rockaways. His office has been very critical of the response from city and federal officials. And Donovan, first of all, can you give us a sense of the situation in the Rockaways today? What does it look like there, and where are you in cleanup and recovery?
Well, we're in a desperate situation still. Many of our citizens of the Rockaways still do not have electricity. Many of them still don't have gas and hot heat and hot water. Not even the councilman has electricity, heat, or hot water. So we're still in a desperate situation and in need of LIPA to get right.
How about the streets themselves? Has debris been cleared? Can you get in and out of your neighborhoods?
You can now. It's and thanks to the citizens of this country and helped us clean up the streets. Even on Saturday, we were greeted by the New York Knicks, Amari Stoudemire, Tyson Chandler. We also had 500 volunteers from all over this country come in and help clean our streets and go into people's homes and clear their basements out, rip out sheetrock that may have been molded. So we are we're making progress slowly, but we still have a long way to go.
That's right. It seems that you've gotten more civilian volunteer help than you have official help, at least up to this point.
Yes, that is true. FEMA did not arrive in a timely fashion, nor did the Red Cross, and we did not see it. If it wasn't for everyday citizens, the Rockaways would be in a shape that is unfathomable. And I can only thank these people. We don't know every one of them by name. We don't know where they live. They may not be from our community, but these everyday citizens who brought in light bulbs, flashlights, medical supplies, clothing. My office amassed around $1 million in supplies, and we directly served around 10,000 people out the doors of our office during this crisis. And none of this could have happened without everyday citizens.
You felt there's been sort of a lower income, upper income divide on the Rockaways, where the wealthier neighborhoods seem to have been addressed first.
Yes. Well, with the east end of the Rockaways, which is the side Councilmember Sanders represents, he has 70% of the population of the Rockaways. And I can tell you the cavalry did not arrive if anyone was looking for it. Now, FEMA was on the west end of the Rockaways, and we take nothing from the west end of the Rockaways. There was devastation there as well. But one of the things we said to FEMA was, listen, we have this crisis. We're willing to open our office up. I mean, even though it was dark, we thought they could have brought a generator in and set up shop there. But we needed to make sure that it was that equitable resources were being distributed amongst the entire community, and that's what we did not see early on. FEMA just arrived last Thursday and still was setting up on Friday, I believe.
What specifically would you like from FEMA to do better?
Well, FEMA has finally started getting out into the neighborhood, but they need to get to these homeowners quicker. Many of them have got the certification done. FEMA needs to make sure the resources are getting to these homeowners who come into their trailer or their office quickly. I know we have a billion things to do, but in a low-income area where 30% of the people are on some sort of income subsidy, we need them to move fast and move now.
Donovan, the Rockaways were under an evacuation order, and I'm sure many people listening might say, well, there are people who should have left the Rockaways and didn't follow the evacuation order. Do you think people should have left who didn't?
When you're telling people to vacate a place, you have to have a plan and a place for them to go. Many of these residents don't have the means to go to their second cousin's home. They don't have the means of transportation. Transportation is poor out there in the first place. Many people didn't take it serious because of the Hurricane Irene. So they didn't understand the severity of this storm coming, and we did. Let's be clear. No one could predict how bad this storm would be at first. It wasn't until, maybe 24 hours before that the mayor said, get out of there, vacate right away. But even passing by many of the buses that were provided by New York City Housing Authority for residents, they would have three school buses outside of a housing development. Three school buses could not take a whole housing development. And remember, many of these people are elderly. It would have been impossible to vacate the entire Rockaways, and it was a death sentence from the start. Thank God we didn't see more catastrophe here. But I can tell you, passing by those buses that were provided by the city, there weren't enough in the first place to ensure that every resident got help.
And Donovan, I believe you had other concerns about the evacuation plan as well. Didn't it involve relying on a train, which ultimately might not have been able to be relied on?
Yes, well, we've always said this. OEM's plan was flawed. The council member has been calling on OEM to come up with a real plan for many years.
This is the Office of Emergency Management?
For years, we've been saying, you guys have to come up with a better plan. To tell residents they have to get on the A train, which doesn't run good on a regular service day, and to go over water during a storm is not the wisest thing to do. And then not only that, a few hours before, they cut off the A train. So even if you wanted to vacate the entire peninsula, it would have been nearly impossible.
Where do you think FEMA has most fallen short in helping the Rockaways?
I think it was the timing. You know, this better late than never, but FEMA should have been on the ground the next day. We knew what was coming. FEMA fell short by not arriving early. They could have done a better job arriving on both sides of the peninsula early, the next day, within 24 hours. There were hungry people out there. There were people who were cold. And if it wasn't for everyday New Yorkers and people from around this nation, I can tell you, we would have a lot more death in the Rockaway.
And what is the main thing you think the Rockaways need right now?
We need electricity, number one. We need light and gas. We need heat and hot water. It is cold out there. Even having a sleeping bag is not good enough. It is very cold out there. What the Rockaways need immediately is for LIPA to move fast and to get our electricity, get this gas, so we can get our hot water on. And that's what we can use right away.
Donovan Richards is Chief of Staff for City Councilman James Sanders, who represents the Rockaways in Queens, New York. Donovan, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
We asked FEMA for a response to some of his criticism, but FEMA said it couldn't give us a representative to talk today. Up next, how some people in public housing in New York are doing still without heat or hot water or electricity. And by the way, we said earlier that David Petraeus will testify tomorrow. He will be testifying, but it now looks like it may not be tomorrow. Back in a minute, here and now.